Thank you for calling customer service. Renee just speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to find out what company is this because some came on my account and I was trying to find out.
Yes, we're a third-party call center that represents hundreds of companies with multiple products. If you have your zip code, I can see if I can assist you, sir.
60438.
One moment. What's your name, sir?
Deramdis Harris.
Will you verify your address, please?
17928 Park Avenue, Lance, Illinois. I'm trying to see what this project is.
I will. As soon as I can locate your account, I'll be able to help you. What was your address, please?
17928 Park Avenue, Lance, Illinois.
We didn't order anything, first of all. He's given you address, but this is a fraudulent purchase, so...
I don't know yet. Let me see what it is. Let me see.
Okay, I've located your account here on April... I've located your account here on April 4th. You agreed to pay $11.97 to refuse the Wi-Fi booster. It was shipped on 4/5, so you should receive that any day now, okay? Now, with that being said, the terms and conditions did state that in 48 hours, they would automatically enroll you into the discount membership club. That's where the $72.97 comes in at. All right? So that was done on 4/7 of the $72.97. That's the enrollment into the discount club that where that Wi-Fi booster come from. When you did your card, when you entered your card number and accepted the terms and conditions, if providing that the terms and conditions were read, it stated to you that in 48 hours, they will automatically enroll you into the discount club unless you otherwise said not to.
Well, I don't know.
That's
that.
A trick fraud.
Yeah.
It's not a fraudulent account. We have thousands of members. It's not a fraudulent account.
It's
the
fraud
terms,
for him.
Who
locks people into... buying something
because we have the
terms and conditions,
sir.
Terms
what I can, sir, what I can do for you though, what I can do for you, the main thing you want to get done is to make sure if you don't want to be a member of the discount club, you want to make sure that I get it canceled so the reoccurring charges won't happen. Okay. Now what I can do on the $72.97, I can offer you 35% of that back because it is a valid charge. And as a courtesy, we'll refund 35% of that back and cancel the membership going forward so you won't receive any other ongoing charges each month.
Okay.
Okay, one moment, please. So $25.53 will be returned back to your card. That's at the discretion of your bank. When that goes back, it's typically 3 to 5 business days. So the refund is issued here now of $25.53. Are you sure you want to refund? Yes. And then the order was refunded successfully, $25.53. Now, going forward, so you won't receive, because it is a monthly reoccurring charge for the membership, going forward, there I'm going to give you a cancellation number here as I get this canceled out for you.
What's your name?
I got an email. There's something popped up in my email.
That's what called in. Does not want membership. Account. Please hold while I notate the account. Account canceled.
My name.
All right. Account canceled. And.
So it's $72 a month?
That's the membership is $72.97 a month.
Wow.
Yes. But, you know, we have thousands of members that, I mean, they like the dash cams and the action cams and the portable blenders and all those types. So it might not be a good fit for you, but there are thousands of members that's a member of this discount. It's an online discount store. Just like you got that Wi-Fi booster, it was a welcoming gift. It was a complimentary gift if you just pay for the shipping and handling. And with the promotion of that, maybe you'll become a member of their club. So it's not a, you know, it's not a scam or a fraud. They just gave you a welcoming gift. But
like
the terms and conditions, the terms and conditions.
I got something like that before, but they didn't give me no membership. I had got something like that, some earplugs.
It could have been
a membership on me.
Yes, sir. It could have been a different promotion or something, because we have hundreds of promotions. But on this particular one of the gadget store, in the gadget store, it automatically enrolls you into the discount store. Offer the 35%, which is $25.53, will go back onto your account. And give me one moment, I'm going to give you a cancellation number. And
that's the best you all could do is $25?
$25.53 is what was accepted at 35% off, ma'am, at ASK. I hear a double echo going, and I'm trying to make sure the count is notated and make sure you get canceled going forward.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
You act like we're not going through a hardship. Like, okay, 35%. What the fuck?
It was my fault. I didn't read the damn thing, so it was my fault. So why should I get all upset?
Most people don't force you.
They
forced the membership on you. Well, you don't put that in terms and conditions.
They put it on terms and conditions.
That we're going to charge you this much a month for
some
service.
Sometimes people do that. Sometimes people do that.
If you rush and sell somebody something and they have no idea.
Okay, folks. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Harris, I have a cancellation number here for you. The cancellation number here is C as in Charlie. 287-6915-79, and the refund of $25.53 was issued, and the account is canceled and notated, and you have a cancellation number, so you won't have any reoccurring charges of $72. And as a courtesy, we did the $35 because it was a valid charge. But we understand, and just as a courtesy, we did that. So I thank you all for calling customer service. Anything else I can do for you?
It's C287-691579.
That's C as in Charlie, 287-691579.
And your name?
My name is, the number is 1234B.
What, that's an employee number?
Yes, ma'am. We're not allowed to give out our names and numbers and stuff. But you can call this same number back if you need to know if it was done, and another agent will tell you, I have it notated. I make sure I look at it before I get you off the phone. I see where you've been canceled at 3:05 on 4/8, 3:05 a.m. The account is canceled. You also, at 3:05 a.m., I issued the refund of $25.53. And my notes was notated that this is done. Customer does not want membership account canceled at 3:08 a.m.
You mean does want it canceled, not does not want it.
Does not want membership.
Right. He does not want the membership. It sounds like you said he does not want it canceled.
Okay.
He didn't want this to begin with.
Okay.
Anything else I can do for you folks?
That's it.
Thank you all for customer service. Calling customer service. Have a wonderful night.